How many times have you heard the phrase, it all comes down to turnout? Well, you hear it a lot because it's true, and that is where we are in this election season right now. This morning, we've got new polling data from NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist that may help us get a snapshot of where the electorate is right now. Joining us to talk through it, Domenico Montanaro, our senior political editor and correspondent. Hey, Domenico.
Hey, good morning, Rachel.
This is our last poll before all the ballots have to be cast. What stands out to you?
Well, there are cross currents in this election that are making for a lot of uncertainty and volatility. I mean, on the one hand, voters continue to say inflation is top of mind, and they overwhelmingly said in our poll by 20 points that they trust Republicans to handle the issue more than Democrats. They also gave Republicans double-digit advantages on crime and immigration, which they've been hitting on. Democrats, on the other hand, are continuing to hammer Republican opponents for their positions on reproductive rights, and voters are giving Democrats the advantage on abortion, as well as preserving democracy.
So preserving democracy is not just another campaign issue, right? I mean, it is the question upon which everything else rests. How important is that to all voters?
Well, it's the number two issue on the list. It's tops for Democrats. And on how people are looking at this election, we've heard so much about election deniers running, people who falsely believe that the 2020 election was stolen. Well, four out of five Republicans said they would be likely to vote for one of them as long as they agreed with their policy positions. You know, Republicans were also more likely to say that if their candidate lost, that their candidate should definitely not concede the race. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is what we've seen, you know, with former President Trump's rhetoric and how it's really filtered down to voters. You know, if there's any ray of light in this about U.S. elections, it's that three quarters of people, including a good majority of Republicans, say that they do trust their local and state elections officials to run fair and accurate elections.
What does the survey says about how people are actually going to cast their ballots?
Well, when we asked which party they would prefer to see in charge of Congress if the election were held today,
yeah,
it was a dead heat. It was 46-46. And this is going to sound counterintuitive, but historically, that kind of number is bad news for Democrats. They usually need an advantage of about 6 points or more on that question to make gains in the House because so many swing districts are in right-leaning areas. Now, another warning sign for Democrats, even though we've seen that white women with college degrees in our polling appear fired up, and they are vital as a portion of the Democratic base, other pillars of the Democratic Party are not. Black voters, Latinos, and young voters are all lagging far behind Trump voters, rural voters, and older voters. You know, just to show you how wide the gap is, 87% of baby boomers say that they're very interested in this election versus just 52% of Gen Z and millennials. So clearly, right now, Republicans have the enthusiasm edge.
It's so interesting that when we talk about this, we now talk about Trump voters as their own kind of constituency and voting bloc, and he's not even on the ballot. I mean, he has endorsed so many candidates in this year's midterms. Does the poll say anything about his current influence with voters?
Yeah, and he's played a major role in these elections, you know, endorsing candidates up and down the ballot. And the poll, though, found that Trump continues to be unpopular with a majority of voters. You know, he's, in fact, exactly the same unfavorability rating as President Biden, whose approval ticked down to 42%, by the way. And Trump's numbers are about where they've been. They just don't move very much at all. And it hasn't inspired a lot of confidence in Republican strategists who I've talked to that Trump-style candidates make the most sense in purple states like Pennsylvania and New Hampshire or Georgia. But here we are. And if a lot of Trump candidates win, and especially if Republicans take control of the Senate, he'll take the credit for it. And we've seen parties often ignore their warts when they win, even though they're still warts. You know, but if those Trump candidates lose key Senate races and Republicans don't take control of the Senate, there are going to be a lot of finger pointing in Trump's direction.
Another thing, Domenico, that's notable in this poll is how Americans think about divided government. This is interesting. It's sort of a common assumption, right, that most Americans think it's a good idea when two different parties control the White House and Congress, another kind of checks and balance. But that's not the case anymore?
Yeah, no. For decades, people leaned toward divided government as something they wanted to see to temper the party in power, but not anymore. You know, our survey found that 59% now actually say that they think it's better if the country is run by the same party. Just 38% say it would be better if the president and people who control Congress were from different parties. That's a huge reversal from 2017, for example, when 63% said it would be better if Washington was controlled by different parties. This is largely today driven by Democrats, 3/4 of whom, you know, say this and they don't want to lose power, but a majority of independents said unilateral control is better as well, and Republicans were split. It's a real sea change for our politics. A lot of people just don't see compromise as possible, and that the only way to get what they want out of politics is for full control, and there really is, you know, that's something new.
NPR's senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro, thanks so much.
You're welcome.